We're doing it wholeheartedly. We can honestly say for each other, because we really, it's a bit of fun, but also for the fans.
But there's no denying it will help with my lawyer's bills.
Yeah. Yeah, the Spice Girls there, some of their biggest hits. Poor Mel B needs the money, it seems. Not Jerry, she doesn't. She's married to some billionaire, isn't she? Jerry Halliwell. Yeah, she doesn't need the dough, yeah.
Poor Mel B does. Okay, where do you pick up these facts?
After 21-year absence, of course, people who are just tuning in, the Spice Girls are back, kicking off their UK and Ireland tour in Dublin on Friday the 24th of May 2019. And tickets for that gig go on sale this morning at 9 o'clock in just over 11 minutes' time. Fans have been queuing up for hours online and in person. And one of those fans, Henry McKean, joins us now in studio. Henry, the Spice Girls back together. Not for money, though.
Well, this is the thing. Some of them do need the money. And yes, I swear, I tell you what I want, what I really, really want. It's Spice Girls tickets. And I have to admit, I was a secret fan. I was 16 when they exploded on our screens. They were huge on our ghetto blasters. They dominated the tabloids and they had a bang of the 90s off them. They're going to earn something like €4 million each for this tour. And as you said, some of them are rich, some of them are poor. Scary Spice needs the money. And I'm going to list them all off just to get back into that 90s nostalgia. So we have Emma, which is Baby, Menace, Sporty, Mel B, Scary, Jerry, Ginger, and not forgetting Posh Spice, who was the richest of them all, Victoria Beckham. They owned our hearts. They owned the charts. They were absolutely huge. And Victoria Beckham, I think she's worth something like $300 million. I met these fans giving you everything, queuing up for tickets, and I asked them about that nostalgia and about the new generation who like them.
I'm glad you came back. We used to dress up as them and all when we were younger.
You used to dress up
as
them?
Yeah, platform shoes and all is back out in fashion.
And who was your favourite? Which one did you like dressing up?
Sporty Spice.
So you love putting on the tracksuits?
Yeah. Oh yeah, comfortable all the way.
Why do you think they're getting back together? And why does this mean so much to you?
They're broke. That's why they're getting back together.
So you think they're broke?
Yeah, well, Mel B's broke.
And that's scary.
Yeah, very scary.
Victoria isn't rejoining the band because she's got lots of money, up to 300
million.
She's
afraid to leave David on his own. That's why she's not coming on tour.
Stop right now. Thank you very much.
Yeah, spice up your life. Yeah, I'm not singing, no.
I would be older than all these ladies here.
Oh, yeah, no.
And personal question, how old are you?
58.
And are you a secret Spice Girls fan?
No, I'm not. I'm buying tickets for my wife
it's
and my daughter.
It's okay to say that you like the Spice Girls.
I will not, no.
If you're a 58-year-old man,
no.
I don't mind.
No, absolutely not.
I suppose I grew up with the Spice Girls. I was about 5. I was a major fan, had first tape, listened to it over and over.
And your favourite Spice Girls song?
Probably have to say Stop Right Now.
Some great fans there. That outlet is definitely a fan. Anyway, a lot of them very excited. They're coming to Dublin. They're also going to the UK. A lot of Irish fans as well going to the UK gig.
Yeah, because we were told there wasn't going to be a gig. I remember the Daily Mail headline. It was Spice Girls are back together. They're touring, but they're not coming to Ireland. And there was a campaign to get them. And they noticed a demand for them. But when it comes to somebody like Victoria Beckham, she doesn't need the money. She is so successful. And here is a clip of me meeting Victoria Beckham some time ago. Victoria, how is it here in Ireland?
Great. I'm very excited to be here in Ireland, to be here at Brown Thomas and be meeting my customers. It's very exciting for me. And Harper's here with me. And we're just so excited to be in Dublin for the day. It definitely has its challenges. I've said before, it's a bit like juggling glass balls, you know. Women in Ireland are very chic and very stylish. So to come and meet them, I want to empower women. That's why I do what I do.
Did she comment on your style at all, Henry?
She didn't, no. And just hearing her there, I actually found her quite charming in real life, quite shy. She was obviously in there, plugging her rag trade business. I shouldn't call it that. Like, her stuff is actually, I understand, according to the ladies, her clothes are considered nice and she's respected in the fashion industry. Why would she need girl power? Why would she need to empower women all over again?
And she doesn't need the money, as you said, either. She's a very high net worth. But you did meet some other fans as well this morning, didn't you?
No, I did. And we've got to remember the millennium optimism and the whole Irish boom back in 1996 when it all started, when that story from A to Z And remember, you know, they topped the charts in 37 countries. They sold 31 million copies of their debut album, Spice, which was actually a really good album. 85 million records overall. And Girl Power, the biggest British pop success since the Beatles. And according to Rolling Stone magazine, the most widely recognised group of individuals since John, Paul, George and Ringo. I think we can definitely say that. Viva Forever. And I met Justin Green on behalf of MCD, the promoters. He was handing out coffees for the people in the queue, and the queue wasn't as big as we thought, but most people are online.
After 21 years of not being around, obviously, we saw in the UK over 1 million tickets were sold within hours for their stadium shows. The reaction since we announced it last Friday has been phenomenal. There's already queues gathering around the country, so I think the Irish market will reflect the UK, but you know, it's an opportunity for people to go along to remember all the hits that they had during their time. They're phenomenal success. You know, people want to relive it.
So many people booked for the UK. Did you see a pattern there? Is that why the Irish gig got added? Why now?
Well, there was a huge demand, as the band said on their social media, is that they saw all the reaction from the Irish fans, and they added a date. There will only be one date for the Spice Girls in Croke Park, so this is your one and only opportunity to see them live in Ireland.
They were just the epitome of my teenage years. It's looking good, hopefully I get tickets.
So you're originally from Westmeath. You grew up with the Spice Girls all those years ago in the 90s.
They were the first band on the scene that really promoted women, and yeah, it's great. I suppose more about equality. Yeah, just can't wait to see them.
Yeah, some of the fans there that Henry spoke to this morning queuing up for Spice Girls tickets, they go on sale in a little over 5 minutes' time. Henry, thank you very much. We'll let you out, get online, get in that queue for tickets yourself.